The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
As usual.
Yeah, cool.
And then I thought I'd bring Drew in.
Yeah.
Do you know what? One of the reasons I brought Drew in is because, you know, he almost emails me on the hour every hour saying, can I come again?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not quite true. But Drew, when did you join us last on the radio? About a year or two ago?
About a year ago.
Yeah, it was.
And the night before, he had a sleepless night because he was nervous about it. I don't think he has this time, have you?
A little bit of shape, sexy, that.
Yeah, you put that on.
I did.
But in the last year, obviously, Drew's business continues to grow, and I'll let him talk to you about that. But Drew has changed in that he's done talks and things like that on stage that he wouldn't have dreamt of doing a couple of years ago, would you?
I was comfortable in that arena, but I've, you know, embraced the demon.
You've become a media star. He's basically what you're telling us through.
He's following your appearance on the radio. Absolutely, he's playing it down, but all down to us, clearly.
Exactly. Well, we're taking credit anyway.
We'll have that.
Yeah.
No, it's a pleasure to bring Drew back because he's got such a great story to tell and also a continuing growing business to tell. And that's what's important.
Well, cool. Thank you for doing that, Nettie.
Well.
And welcome back, Drew. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Thanks for having me. Thank you, Nettie.
That's
welcome.
Drew, you're the owner of Lemon Creative.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about Lemon Creative for those that don't remember from your last visit, and then we'll move on from there and talk about this newfound career that you've got speaking.
Lemon Creative is the continuation of a company that was founded in 1983, so it'd be going a long time. And I became a director of that company.
Weren't working for it in 83, were you?
Not quite.
No, okay.
No, but, I cut my teeth in London.
Yeah, because that's 36 years ago and you don't look old enough.
Well, thank you very much. What a charmer. And I joined that company, became an associate director almost immediately, and then bought into the company, and, you know, historically, other people have retired, and now I own a company outright.
Right.
And I used to have a team of creatives, art workers and photographers, up until about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep.
Foolishly, being a creative and not a businessman, I had all my eggs in one very large client basket. Mm-hmm. And
happens to the best of us.
I had fortunately, the relationship with that client was so good that I had a 2-year phase out with them as my, you know, major income stream. And I changed the way my business worked in terms of I got rid of all my full-time team. And now I collaborate and work with the very best of creative talent in Kent.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough that I've been in business so long that I've got a great reputation. Lemon Creative's known by everybody far and wide.
It's the other side of the gig economy that I was talking about earlier. It's a true gig, in the way that a music event will be put together or a film or anything in the creative industries has always worked like that, hasn't
absolutely.
It? Where you pull together a team for a particular gig and then disband that team at the end of the gig.
Well, I'm constantly challenging clients on their perception of that because they come to us and say, well, I want that one-stop shop. Mm. You can still have that. If something goes wrong, the stone comes through Lemon Creative's window. So well.
Yeah.
But what I'm able to do is build a team from the best talent around their particular needs.
Absolutely.
I'm not relying on, you know, Nick in the office who can do a bit of web work.
Yeah.
You know, I pull in the best web designer for the particular task that is there. Or
absolutely.
The best photographer or whatever.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
you know, my clients are, you know, wish you'd done that years ago. I wish I'd done it years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I've got a better quality of life. I work from studios based in my home, so, you know, I get to see a lot more of my wife and kids. Much that they're discussed, but it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think, like today, you know, driving, I've been all over the county a bit today, driving around to different meetings, and I don't miss that, you know, the need to commute to work. You know, my commute is down a flight of stairs, and I get greeted every morning by the dog wagging his tail, and then he sits in my office under my chair. What a lovely way to run a business.
You know,
it's
phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's about lifestyle, isn't it?
Absolutely.
As we were talking earlier with Patricia, it is more and more about lifestyle.
Yeah. I've got a core team. You know, there are certain people that I do a lot of, you know, a high percentage of my work with. Lauren Clements, the copywriter. She's brilliant at brand strategy and stuff like that. So, you know, I pull her in on the majority of our projects. And
Let's just move on a little bit and talk about the kind of work that you're doing, because looking at your website and stuff like that, a lot of the stuff you're doing is design work for packaging.
It's one of those same things. It's a bit like a builder who lives in a house that's falling down.
Mm-hmm.
It's my website. I haven't touched that in
like 7 years. He's out of date. I knew you were going to say that. Chronic. Yeah, I haven't done that for years.
But it is true to what I do. I think In terms of turnover, the packaging probably is my highest income.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I do is for really, you know, high-profile clients.
Yeah.
I've done work for Confused.com, you know, all the Airfix brands and Scale Electrics and those sorts of things. I'm currently working on some packaging that's involved with Aardman Animation, so Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's with a client based in Manchester. I've never even met them.
Right.
It's this virtual
community
that we've got going on. So there's lots of really high-end packaging.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially having kids growing up, you walk around.
I was going to say, do you walk into places like Toys R Us? Oh, they've gone now. Smiles.
Yeah,
Smiles and go, I designed that.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to have that in between Christmas and New Year. The kids would take their Christmas money, trip up to Hamleys, and we'd walk around Hamleys, and I'd be going, did that. It was wonderful. And the best story I ever had for this, we were doing some work for Corgi with the Olympics packaging.
Mm.
And we developed, we did the designs for this box. And luckily enough, we got tickets to see Federer on Centre Court at Wimbledon. And we're coming out and you have to go guided through the gift shop. And this lady was saying, oh, would you like to have a look at this, sir? This beautiful bit of packaging. Trying to sell me this product. And my kids are sitting there smirking. No, actually, I know it's good because I designed it. And it was wonderful.
It does get annoying after a while, though, doesn't it? I used to know the chap. Who designed the old British Rail sign, you know, the double arrows with the zebra, a guy called Clements. And every time he walked on the station, he'd go, I designed that. I'd go, yeah, I know.
it can get boring.
Yeah.
But, you know, those sorts of clients, they do generate a lot of interest for Lemon Creative. Mm. And sometimes that's negative because I really enjoy working for small businesses, startups and that sort of thing. And they look at those clients and think, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to afford this guy.
Mm.
But, you know, I created tailor-made packages for small business to benefit from my 30-plus years of brand experience. But, you know, give them an offering that will help their business become more successful. So
fantastic.
It's very flexible
in
what I do. But, you know, so packaging is the very top end of what I do.
Mm.
And then it could be, a new logo for a startup business.
Sure.
You know, no money at all. But, you know.
Do you know, more than ever, it's always been important, but more than ever, that whole graphic thing is just such a big deal now, isn't it? You know, with social media and with digital marketing and the way that we present products and services to the marketplace, that image, that presence is just more important than it's ever been, and it's always been pretty important, but now it's just a big, big thing.
Yeah. You know, that's why I work well with copywriters, things like that. You know, the words are important,
but
we all buy visually.
Yeah, we do.
You go to the supermarket, you're buying on price maybe, but the stuff that really catches your eye is really good packaging.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing some work at the moment with a company that are developing some teas. I can't say too much because it's still under development.
Oh, go on, tell us. No one's listening, honest.
It's going to be some... The packaging design... I've blown the client away. You know, it's so sexy and such a beautiful product.
Right.
There's a bit of a challenge with manufacturing at the moment, but, you know, it will be going live later this year.
Mm.
But it's just, you know, the thought of that packaging being on the shop on the shop floor and people being attracted to it because it just looks so beautiful is just wonderful.
Well, they have a cardboard cutout of you next to it pointing. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Designed by Drew.
But it's, you know, you've made reference every now and again to your background and, you know, being in East End London and communicating the way you communicate. And I'm the same. You know, I was born and raised on a council estate in Medway.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, if people can get past that,
because
that has helped me back in my career,
right?
Especially in London, the fact that I didn't get a degree, I got an HND, still 4 years of study. I'm actually more commercially viable than someone who's coming out with a wafted degree. But you know, we could argue that.
I got 50 yards breaststroke, and I cheated. I had 1 foot on the ground.
I just think, you know, there's.
Yeah,
it's a talent out there.
Yeah,
you know, and it's creative and you know,
absolutely.
I love sharing what I can do with people and helping the business become more successful.
Absolutely.
And as a result of that, you might have mentioned it, but I've won awards over the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
Mm.
And it was a decision I made. You know, I've always thought that I do good design. You know, it's not blowing your own trumpet, but I do enjoy what I do,
of course.
And it's good. But I thought, how do I share that with potential future clients? How do they know that I'm doing good design?
Mm.
So I started entering competitions, and for the last 4 years, I've won awards, you know, national design awards. And that's like, oh my gosh, never thought I would ever be able to achieve that.
Mm.
And this year, 2018, I've got 3 nominations in this awards this year as well.
Fantastic.
So, my award.
It is one of those weird things about this country, isn't it? How we, for many years, went about doing things. It is gradually changing. But I think a lot of it, the things that you were just talking about, is people's own lack of confidence in themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You know, you get to a point where you just think, sort of, you know, just push through it. I don't care, you know. You know, I don't, you know, so, wow, you went to Eton and Oxbridge, big deal, you know, whatever. Yeah. Because so many things are experiential nowadays. So everybody, no matter what their background, has had experiences of one kind or another. And those experiences are what make you the person that you are. And give you a springboard to go on to what you want to be. You're quite clearly very passionate about what you do and very good at what you do, and that's all that counts.
Yes.
It really doesn't matter where you came from, what your background is, or why you're... It's interesting, but it doesn't matter why you're good at what you're doing. You are just good at what you're doing.
I think the other thing that helps me become more successful is we call it designer BS. There's a lot of that around.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of creative agencies out there, a lot of them in London, that will give the spiel and rationale behind why something needs to look like that. But actually, the client doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
They just need to know if their clients are going to associate with it and engage with it, regardless of whether that agency wants to design something for their own portfolio.
Yeah.
And it's about me, you know, I'm very you know, keenly on being honest with the client and making sure that the design that I deliver suits their needs, not my needs.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the time that becomes very successful.
I mean, I have no experience whatsoever in that marketplace, but I do remember years ago in the 90s there being a big thing about a lot of big agencies, design agencies, were all designing the same thing, and there was a big thing about what they called the coffee swirl logo.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, do you remember that, where everything looked like a coffee swirl, no matter what you were in? Every business had the same logo.
But it's the same principle, isn't it, in any business? Really, it shouldn't be about what we want, what we believe. It's actually what the marketplace dictates.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying.
Well, how can I, you know, if I had a, let's call it a creative style, how could that work when one of my clients is a care home, another client is a theological college, another client makes precision diamond cut tools? The range of businesses is so extreme. And I don't necessarily need to know everything about those businesses to do what I do, but there is background research that we need to do. But it's about delivering a solution for those. And I love that word solution. You know, some people hate it. They think, well, that's too constrained. But there's a lot of wafty creative stuff goes around before you get to that.
I like that, wafty creative stuff. stuff.
But sometimes, you know, I send my designs to a client and I don't give them anything. It's just visuals on a page and say, that's what's come out of my head. What do you think? And I don't try and rationalise it. I don't try and explain what, you know, what logo number 37 might look like. It's take from that what you will. And and if you engage the client enough between you, you can come up with something really fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the client know what they want?
This is an interesting thing. Going back to the team thing that I was working on, I went to see the client. I was brought in as a specialist because of my packaging. And the client told this the in-between guy, this is what I want. And I went along and I went, well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And I sort of had to justify what my disagreements were. But now this packaging has evolved to something well beyond what they ever imagined. Because everybody's got their idea of what they want to see, but it might not necessarily be right for market. You know, I don't pertain to know everything about a particular market, but, you know, sometimes you do.
Absolutely.
I just know better than they do. You know?
Is it what they want? Is it really, really what they want?
Come on.
Oh, dear.
Did you see what I did there?
I like what you've done there. That's really good producing coming back.
Is it? I worked on that for ages.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's taken 9 years of business bunker professionalism.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's my job. I'm there to challenge.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
Just today I delivered a design to a client this morning with Loris involved as well. And I gave them the solution. But I also,
Loris is a copywriter, isn't she?
She is. But
she's been on the show, hasn't she?
She has, yes. Yeah.
Copywriter and brand strategist is how best to describe it.
Loris Clements.
Loris Clements.
Yeah.
And we delivered these designs this morning, and we took them to a point which we know that they feel comfortable with, but I also pushed them a little bit, and I've left those designs with them, given a chance to think, get some feedback, and start analysing what it is we've given them, and yeah, hopefully they'll go a bit further.
Here's a question for you, Lee.
Go on, Lee.
Yeah, you've given somebody some design ideas, and they go, yeah, I don't like that, Drew.
Yeah.
Can't you put horns on it or something? Like that? Has anybody come back to you with a brief where you go, oh no, I really, really don't like that?
Yeah, I have sacked a client or two in the past.
Have you?
Yeah. Just because they just don't get it.
Yeah.
I think if someone's come to me and they're engaging me as a professional, my years of experience, if they don't value what I'm telling them, you're just, it's ahead of
game. It's wasting,
wasting their time. So walk away.
Yeah.
And I have had to walk away.
Yeah.
Because
it's one of those funny things, isn't it? A lot of people think that they know what they're doing in something like that and going, no, I want this.
It's that outside-in look.
Yeah.
They're in business and they're looking out and they don't necessarily have the capacity to look in and see what other people want to see from their business.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
where the strategy side of it comes in.
Really. Well, two things you just said, really. One, you've got fresh eyes.
Yes.
And two, this is what I love is, and I think sometimes when we're in that creative mode is we don't give people time to actually adjust and go, oh yeah, I get where you're coming from. We just go, right, that's what I want, da da da. Especially in any creation in your business, you're so close to it and like, oh, I didn't know what I want, or oh, it doesn't really fit. Actually, look, have a bit of time, just sit with it, see where that comes from.
We have to be careful though, because when we design something, let's say it's a new logo for a company, as soon as that goes live, let's say, and gets launched in the world, that logo has got to work instantly.
And
so you don't get time to think about it from the perception of that brand. Yeah. So, whatever I do has to work.
How do they measure the success of your creativity then?
That's really difficult. Some people, measure it in terms of sales. Like last year, I designed some packaging for this tool company. In the whole of the year before, in the whole year, they sold something like £30,000 worth of this product. After getting me involved and doing their packaging, they sold £30,000 in a month.
Wow.
So you're taking credit for that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nailed.
Yeah. Nothing to do with this.
The fact that they halved the price as well was not in it.
Not availability.
I actually charge you more for it. As
really?
Well. Yeah,
okay.
It's phenomenal success. And now I do a lot more of their packaging, and they're embracing things like throwing away the idea of plastic packaging now, and I'm doing more constructional card packaging with them, which is brilliant. We all need to start thinking about what we're doing. But I think that's where us as designers need to start helping clients, getting them to lower their carbon footprint, think about new ways of selling their products and putting them across to the world.
Fantastic. Drew, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we've reached the end of the show, even. So just give us a quick shout out for people to come and see your very out of date website.
Yeah, it's lemoncreative.co.uk.
Fantastic. Drew, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Nettie, thank you for bringing us an interesting guest once again. It's always good to see you. And sorry we've run out of time, but I want to say a huge thank you to everybody. And to remind you that our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, is on Friday at 11 o'clock. Do tune in. Presented by Amanda Flanders, and her co-host this week is the lovely Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and their guest is Ben Abbott from Maximum Media. So do tune in to that. Friday, 11 o'clock, the Business Bunker Extra Show. I want to say a huge thank you to today's show sponsor, the lovely folks at Phoenix Analysts, and to our guests, Volker and Tracy Bendel from Travel International Consulting. Thank you so much. Dr. Patricia Lewis from the University of Kent Business School. Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Welcome.
And Drew Silman from Lemon Creative. Thank you so much. And, of course, my nice assistant, lovely assistant, co-host.
Oh, my God, it gets worse. I need to work on that.
I need to work on it.
Get a bit creative.
I need an adjective.
For God's sake, help him, Drew.
I need an adjective to describe.
We could have him packaged.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, do you reckon?
What do you reckon, Dre?
Yeah,
how would you package? It's a bit black and white, isn't it?
I'm
really good in Photoshop.
yeah. You need it. Anyway, thank you.
Pleasure.
Good. We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk/2. We'll be back next week with a Bunker show. As I say, listen to the Bunker Extra on Friday at 11 o'clock. And we'll see you somewhere at one of the events that's happening this week. But for the moment, thank you so much and bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.